The way they faint is even very disciplined. They are in the attention position while lying on their back. Well done.
I could be completely wrong here, but I think they're not allowed to save themselves. I don't think they're allowed to put their hands out to save themselves. He's gone backwards, obviously.
How could you not? It's just a natural instinct.
Exactly. But I think it's maybe drilled into you that you're not allowed to kind of, you just have to fall.
Nah, couldn't be, because otherwise you just crack your head open. Hello, Star 102.7. Who have we got there?
Hey, you got Sean here.
Hey, Sean. Can you shed some light on this particular topic, Shawnee?
Yeah, you got to eat the ground, mate.
You've got to take it in the head.
Yeah, you got to take it.
Fair dinkum.
Sorry, so are you a soldier?
Hey, no, I'm not. Used to be. If you go down, you got to wear it.
I didn't think you can actually put your arms out to save yourself.
I think at that point, depends on what state of consciousness you're in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just absolutely out cold, and they're going to eat the ground regardless because they're out cold.
So
who knows what your natural body instinct's going to do, bud?
Yeah, and that's it. Because naturally, your instinct would take over, I imagine. Because what would be that? Would there be a punishment dished out to a soldier who did put his arms out to stop his head cracking on the concrete or the parade ground?
Nah, there wouldn't be a punishment. You'd probably just cop a bit of flak behind the scenes.
Right. Okay.
I think also, and your mates can't help you either. The people that are standing next to you, they can't all say, "Oh, David's falling." They've got to stand at attention as well.
Doesn't sound very like looking after protecting your mates on the battlefield, does it? If you let them just fall over. Hey, Shawnee, thanks, mate,
Thank
for
you.
Trying to clarify that for us.
Yeah, it's the parade ground, so it's there's a lot of rituals and respect for the parade ground. So
right,
yeah,
gotcha.
One of those old school things.
Hello, Star 102.7. Who have we got there?
You've got Shelby.
Hey, Shelby. Are you in the Defence Forces or have been?
No, I've actually got a friend that has a family member who is a beast eater over for the Queen.
Yeah, so, right. They're the ones that wear the big bear hats.
Guards over there.
Yeah, right.
Wow, and wear the chin strap underneath their lip.
Yes, very correct. And about 11 or 12 layers of clothing.
Yeah, wow, no wonder they faint. What's the rule? Do you know the rule, Shelby?
Look, they actually got to faint to attention, so they are not allowed to move. If they are going to hit the ground, they are going to hit the ground front or backwards. They're not allowed to sway side to side or anything. They've got to kind of cop it on the chin. If they're going to faint, they've got to do it quite to attention. Like, that's it, we're going down.
That sounds so cruel, doesn't it?
You'd almost want to, especially because they've got the bear hats, you want to just go hat first to kind of save your face.
Good padding.
Well, they're not allowed to move for their whole time, so they do drink up to like 5 or 6 litres of water before they actually go on post. And then obviously they've got to try and maintain that fluid the whole time they are standing.
Wow.
But also, like, I know that drinking that, you'd want to go to the bathroom. You want to go and do a wee, but you wouldn't be able to.
Exactly. You've got so much weight on you as well. Like, their uniforms are so heavy. So it is really hard. And apparently all the soldiers do hear everyone kind of groaning, like, under their voice. I know they're not allowed to make noise, but you hear them groaning. So.
Wow.
What a struggle. Sounds like torture. That's why this photo of one of the soldiers has fainted. He's seriously on his back, but he is at attention.
Yep.
He's sort of on stairs. It's like, wow.
Exactly. Looks like a toy soldier falling down.
Yeah.